And I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome everyone from across the pond and the United States who have taken time out of their day to listen to this podcast. And for those who have stuck around for multiple episodes, and have been listeners for a long time, it is greatly appreciated. Maybe I don't say that enough. I was told today by someone that whenever he's in a bad mood, he puts on this podcast and it brightens his mood. So that made me feel good. Sometimes I don't get that enough. You know, in regards to when I did stand-up comedy, you could hear the laughing and things like that. But with this, it's a more solitary thing, and you hear the comments afterwards or not at all. And like a professor once told me, when I was into like self-hypnosis kind of stuff, and he goes, well, you know, that's good, but at some point you're going to need others to say you're great as well. Like I was listening to, I'm not a musician, but sometimes I listen to Rick Beato's channel. He's a guitarist, a musician, producer, and whatever else, author. He does it all. And he was saying that this one kid who was 10 years old blossomed into a great musician, and now she's only 24. She was on the Today Show at 10 years old. Boy, I wish I would have been that good at something that early in life. But that's the way it goes. Life is not fair, and it owes you nothing. But we persevere here. enough, thankfully, due to a nice rent credit, I'm adding a new piece of kit to my podcasting thing here. Kit. Like I'm making any money at doing this. what would be another thing? Oh, yes, it's going to extremely help my workflow. You know, if it wasn't fun for me at all, I am doing it for nothing. And it's like Tom Petty's father said, I saw him in an interview, he would have been a musician even if he didn't make any money at all. You got to do something that you love first and foremost, or you know you'll never succeed at it, or eventually make any money at it. Which shouldn't be your main goal. Basically, this is a hobby of mine. But for those of you who are who are familiar with the audio gear as far as podcasting, streaming, gaming, whatever it is for. What I'm getting is for content creators, which might mainly be for the podcasting side of it. But I'm getting the Rodecaster Pro 2. Why don't I just say Pro 2 and Pro 1, which I have. And supposedly on Thursday, the estimated arrival, I was told by B&H, who I ordered it from, I think I'm going to try Sweetwater once. I looked at some things on there, and it seems like they offered more bundles of stuff for different prices. And I don't know. See which I like the best. But I suppose everyone has their favorites. Sweetwater would be closer to me physically. I mean, I think they're Indiana or Illinois. B&H is out of New York. We shall see. Trying to make space for it on my desk. Well, I can't call it a desk. It is a white plastic frat party table that I've seen all too many times. It is the it should just be labeled the white plastic beer pong table. And in the videos that I've seen, usually somebody, some drunk guy usually flips it over or jumps on it from a second story. But mine's still held up. I haven't jumped on it or anything. I got too much stuff on it that I paid too much money for. Some stuff I should get off of it too, like a Windows 7 computer and a monitor I'm not using right at the moment. I'm trying to figure out how to integrate some more stuff. For those of you tech nerds out there, you'll find this interesting. Once I get it, I'm going to be putting it through its paces. This is not, since I'm an audio podcast, Rode would never send me anything to review beforehand. But if those of you interested in updating your mixing board, you might take a look at the Rodecaster Pro. They've really packed a lot of features in it that OG Pro 1 does not have, like virtual channels, and it's just unbelievable the possibilities that that thing's going to have once they've done some firmware updates. They're probably going to let it kind of sink in with people for a while before. I think there's one guy, Tom Buck, who's a great content creator on YouTube for this kind of thing, had some great videos on this product and shown some of the new features on that. It is going to be quite the experience. I know on the one here on the OG Pro 1, that running it through its paces, they said you can have both mixing boards connected to your computer at once, but neither of them will recognize the other one. You know, and at first, I thought, well, gee, I won't, you know, instead of transferring 64 sound pads of intros, outros, sound effects, and things, maybe save the newer version, the Pro 2, for more of like the echo and the different voice distorters and some pitch shift and all that. Put those on sound pads along with a bunch of other sound effects and maybe have it do some MIDI controllers once I start. Maybe I'll reinvigorate my YouTube channel too and do some stuff for Facebook. Get some live streaming in there so I can confidently say I'm looking at my first super chat for $10 from whoever. But I would definitely need to upgrade my surroundings here. This is not the best looking studio. Well, it's not a treated room. It's kind of, the table is kind of half in, well, not half, but it's partially in the living room and partially in the kitchen area. So my beer pong table that has a whole load of electronic gear on it. But, well, Tom Buck said, you know, keeping those, I mean, how many mic inputs do you really need? But I thought, well, gee, I do have all these sound effects and intros and outros and all that on my old one. Why not save the 8 banks of 64 different things you can put on the Pro 2 for other things? So, and eventually you can do MIDI functions and voice changing and pitch shifting and sound like Mickey Mouse or Frankenstein. It will be fun to tinker with, and you can also use any power bank with it. I do have a power bank for my telephone, which I may try. It may run the device for like 3 minutes or 2 minutes, maybe even less than that, before it's shot of power. And also, you can record. That's one thing I would have rather had the SD card slot instead of the micro SD. I had a micro SD card that I used in this one, but I didn't use it very much because once I had this, the dreaded C word came along and nothing was happening. So I haven't taken the Rodecaster on location at all. I've just been recording and editing and posting from my beer pong table. But I do have an external hard drive that I might plug in and see how that shows up on it if I record a program on location. And with a power bank that's a little stronger than the one I have. But it should be interesting to see how my computer reacts to hooking up both of these together, just basically to look at this one for the sound effects and do all the new stuff on the Pro 2. And this one, I did put a little wooden box underneath it, so I tilted it up because I was kind of leaning over the desk looking at like sound effects, reading the screen, and now they have tilted. It's not a changeable tilt, but for the LCD screen, for touch screen for different effects and and stuff like that. It's got totally redesigned preamps, and you can also, it's got combo jacks on the back so you can plug in instruments. Also, besides an XLR mic connector to it. So it's going to be for all different sort of content creators. It will be interesting to try out. So I'm going to try a lot of different things with it. So hopefully it will, I don't know. You know, the sound's got to go through my computer to Audacity to, and I would like to think that most of what the board does gets translated. You know, I know that I sound pretty good. I have a friend who I kind of ask about who monitors that. And he listens to it in his vehicle. And definitely has enough gain power to get over his engine noise to listen to it. And it's not terrible as far as that goes. Well, this was kind of an impulse thing. You know, if you do have the Rodecaster 1, Pro 1, you know, and it does what you want it to do, you might as well stick with that if you want to wait. But I thought, well, I want to try out all these different effects that they have, the megaphone and scary, I don't know, a whole bunch of different things, alien sound effects, and which should be interesting to try out, maybe in developing another character besides Ethel from Wyoming. For those of you who listen to that episode, or episodes that she appeared on, but the influencers, I guess you gotta have a certain amount of subscribers and clout with the road to get some of their swag. It would be nice for me to get some of their swag bag, like one of those plastic covers for the new mixing board. But you gotta prove it. Go out to so many listeners and all that good stuff, I'm sure. And be on video. And he has a more professional type studio than this is. He actually makes some dough at this. So, but we will persevere and keep infotaining, I don't know if I can say masses on my podcast, but the people that do listen, and those in Houston and Dallas and San Jose and Seattle, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Philadelphia, practically every state has listened to it at least once. And somewhere down the road and all the different, that's one thing I wish I would have kept track of from the very beginning, all the different countries that have at least downloaded an episode. So that is a fun aspect of the stats. So all I can say on that is hopefully I will sound even more improved than this. in the next episode. Well, maybe I will do a test on that, because after I record this, I'm going to record the rest of it on the Pro 2 when that arrives. So, ETA Thursday, we shall see. Well, this is Randy spinning the hits for you on Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, 11:45 p.m., and it is 78 degrees out. Been a warm one today, in the upper 80s, so get those shorts and bikinis out. And we shall see you on the from the audio wise from the Pro 2. Okay, leaving a little space there just to check out my microphone levels. And looks like I might have that a little high. And I don't know. I'm using the Rodecaster Pro 2. I just got an update today. I wish I knew what it exactly did, but maybe I somewhere to find out in the Rode Central app or the board itself. Oh, it's fun. So every day a guy gets a new toy, it's like, oh. So I just labeled this one infotainment, the new, well, at least the microphone stayed in the I will see how much noise this thing does. I think it's, I'd like to eliminate my fridge, but unfortunately this is an untreated room, and I was not using a Fathead or a Cloud Lifter with RCP1, the OG Rodecaster Pro. And this touchscreen is very sensitive. You don't have to touch it for much. It's even quicker than my phone as far as selecting stuff. All right, now we're testing to see how if I sound better with the broadcast. I did select that earlier, but I don't think it made it to my infotainment preset, which is different. I did like the loopback of the audio into my headphones, but maybe that's not supposed to be happening. As far as when I was listening back to the deal, but this is definitely a learning process. Why is my light not functioning on the sound paths or my channel? I'm going to test something out here. It doesn't seem to be, I don't know what's up with this table here, but it's not keeping the number 2 level. It's one of those plastic beer pong tables. And better, maybe it works here. As I think I mentioned earlier, I am working with the Rodecaster Pro 2. That's why this episode has been taking such a long time in getting out. But I've had some successes and I've had some failures on learning this. I'm not a total audio nerd that has to dial in all the correct noise gate numbers and compressor things and all that. So I just got it on a broadcast deal and that. But I would like to reduce my noise floor. But let me see. One thing I did, I think I did that with the Rode Central app, trying to load in sound effects. And something I did blanked out my touchscreen. I don't know what happened there. I got to start keeping notes on what to do and what not to do. Because once you do them, you forget, you know, after a while. And that was one of my major things. So I just completely unplugged it and plugged it back in. And it came back up. Maybe I mentioned this before in some of the stuff I haven't edited. Maybe I'll just leave it unedited for the whole podcast. I've edited some, but this has been quite the learning experience working with a mixer that is quite a bit computer, which it is. I do have, let's see, I can do this, I believe. No.
Welcome to the Infotainment podcast initiating startup sequence.
No, I'm on the wrong page for that. I can't do that. For one thing, the screen is bigger, but the fonts and the sizing of things I wish was bigger.
I will try to speak distinctly. This is using the pitch up function of the effects, and I could probably go in and add echo and reverb and distort it even more, but let me use the dialer here and see what happens. I'm trying to keep it so that you can understand. Let's go into, let's disguise my voice.
Okay. Well, I was in the mafia for 20 years. No, just kidding. That's how that works. Trying to do something like that one guy who has a YouTube channel that I forget his name right now. I used to watch it. The robots are kind of even worse to understand. Let me try the meat. Oh, there I am. The monster, which is maybe a little bit different from the voice disguise.
But these are fun to play with. Let me get out of this.
But I blanked out my, well, what I was saying was I blanked out my touchscreen. So I unplugged it and plugged it back in, and then I find out all the effects I loaded up to page 8. I only had a few more to go. I don't know if I've reached the limit on what I could have in there or not, but
And now I might go through and go for that again and try to reload everything as long as I'm on the cat icon and do not create a new show. I don't know how you flip-flop. I wish they had a save page or save settings. I don't know. It's probably all here, and I haven't just seen it yet. But blanking out the touchscreen and losing all the things I did to put in the sound effects into the sound pads. And for that, you got to go through the, a Rode Central app, which was formerly the companion app. And in some ways, I think I like that a little better, but I'll get used to it. There I go with the ums. The biggest thing I had was when I got it, the only cord, besides the power cord, of course, the only cord I got was USB to USB-C. Well, USB-C to USB-C. And unfortunately, I have a OG computer, OG enough, it has USB ports, which those ports are way too close together. And if you get flash drives, you should buy all the same ones. So they're not all designed the same. And if they have a bump on the side or whatever, they will not go in straight or whatever. And then I bought one of those things for, like, you can hook in four more. And finally, I got smart and got the external terabyte drive, which should last a long time. I'm almost scared to take record a program into that, because mainly this has been a desktop thing. Because I got my Rodecaster, and then the big C era started. So staying home and nothing was going on. But if I take it on the road, I might use that instead of trying to mess with that stupid little micro SD card. I wish it was in it. Just an SD slot and a little indentation so you could pull it in and put it and pull it out easy. Although I did have a micro SD card, which I now can't find because it's so small, and I used to have it in a certain place, and now I can't find it, and I don't know where the hell it ended up. One day I have to really reorganize things. I need a darn pegboard for all the different cords I thought I would need for this. But I do have it on the Ethernet for updates, which that part I like. I think that to be faster than the computer, going through the computer. Well, that brings me back to the cord issue. With those old style regular USB ports that we all used, that is on my old Optiplex Dell computer, which has served me very well and still is running well, it wouldn't fit as far as connecting the USB out of the the Pro 2, one of the USB connectors. And I've heard one person say one can be for There, one of them is no mix minus, and one of them has mix minus, and there is a chat one, too. I believe that's for if you're like using Skype or Discord or Zoom. So far, using Skype. And my computer is old enough where I requested it have a DVD drive in it. And I have actually used that. You know, I think I have never downloaded an entire full-length feature film to this thing. Well, to a laptop or whatever, which I don't have. I never had a need for it. So I luckily I had the USB cord from the Pro 1, the Rodecaster Pro 1, and that seemed to work a lot better than taking a charging cable out for which worked. I don't remember if it. I don't think it worked, but I was thinking I was going to keep my 8 sound pads from the other Pro 1 to Pro 2. So for a while there, I got them kind of side by side. Now I got my Pro 2 angled a little bit. For a while there, I was hitting on the Pro 1 functions. Wait a minute, I'm not using this anymore. But we've all, those podcasters, musicians, content creators, live streamers, whomever, will find this deal delightful for the most part. But if you have an older style desktop computer, be aware that the only cord they sent is USB-C to USB-C. And with all the cardboard and the extra area that could put in, they could have just as well used the same cord that they used for the first Rodecaster Pro, at least for me anyway. I haven't looked at new computers in a long time. I'm guessing that most of them are going to the USB-C slots. Everything's got to be new and improved when they really don't. And that's the way they make money. You got to buy all these adapters and crap. And you can't leave anything alone. Now it works well. Gotta keep people buying stuff, you know. So let me take a drink of this. Oh, that was one of the things too. I accidentally got into the record function. Here I was recording over the music bed that was pre-installed from Rode. And I was wondering how to get that back. And I was which I should have probably asked Rode, but because I know Mr. Tom Buck is busy man. But I made a comment about that on one of his videos. It is very nice of him. He does usually get back to questions about it. But he kind of suggested reformatting it. But through a long, extended process of, I found out that once you pop up the Pro Central, it does put another drive on there. On mine, it's called the removable M. It does have the pad sounds on there that work. I tried loading it in the location where it was located, but it wouldn't accept it. And I'm going, what's going on here? I think then I took it over to another bank and one of the unused ones so far, and I put it over there. So at least I had it on the sound banks. And then for some reason, I don't know what, I was trying to do something, but then I erased it off the, deal that pops up when you put in the Rode Central. The drive, the file disappeared. So then I went back down and took the sound I had and I dropped and dragged enough, and I finally got it back into the proper spot and renamed it. But, excuse me, and it's going to take me a while to figure this thing out, but hopefully it has improved my quality. And let me see, and now that I messed up my, I think I'm going to end this program. It's been a fun and frustrating experience learning this new system. I just, for a while, I was concerned, well, gee, do it every time. Do you shut it off? Do you lose your sound bank? And no, it came back that time, but I did have them all on, and then I lost them. And I had the music bed on there, and I lost that. And I got that back. And I fixed my USB to PC PC connection to the Pro 2 problem. But just be aware of that, with the single cord they send. And I guess they expected everyone to have USB connections on their, most people are on laptops anyway these days, but I don't have a laptop either. Or a pad, just my phone and my little dusty Dell Optiplex 5050, I believe. There's a band name for you. Optiplex 5050, spin it. that's me, their first album. Very decent computer, if you still have DVDs around. So, I do have, that's the thing. They made the bigger screen, but yeah, that's one thing I wish I could do is, while I'm recording, and I need new glasses, and this apartment has very lame lighting, pre-installed old 70s style lighting, I think. The font size on the effects could be a little bigger. This is just minor. I'll get used to it. Let me hit this and get this to the interwebs.
Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.
Well, that was one of my old outros. Just to let you know, you can check out my Twitter at Randy Podcaster, tweet my Twitters under infotainment and Facebook, entertainment deal, and randyms12@gmail.com for email. Infotainment podcasts with an S you can go to for my PayPal tip jar if you are so inclined to and have enjoyed this program. And I think we will end it on this song, music that I found that I did not remember. I even got it. It must have been so long ago. But here we go. Oh, that was Ann. keep it real, homies. Let me try this again. That wasn't the whole song. real world mistakes with the Rodecaster Pro 2. Just to let you know, since this is an audio podcast, I was sent no swag from Rode. I paid for it with my own money, not sponsored. There are other YouTubers that get that stuff, so they're first on the scene with all the information anyway. So I will, well, this is a good test of it in the broadcast arena. Looks like I'm, well, it seems like it's running a little hot at times when I try to keep the same distance from the microphone, but sometimes it just doesn't work. Keep it real, homies.